Conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
In my childhood, I've always played soccer, football, they say in English. And I joined a soccer club when I was 7, and I played soccer all my youth until I was 17. I always played with the same team, and when we went to school, when I went back home, we played in the streets. It was always soccer. When I was 17 years old, I kind of lost interest in it because it became a little bit more rough. The game was becoming more rough, and I started losing interest. And then for 1 year, I tried out running because my dad was a marathon runner. He ran a lot of marathons, and he kind of inspired me to try running. So I tried it for 1 year when I was 17, I think, or 16 or 17. And I joined also a small running club, and I ran about twice a week, sometimes three times a week. And I kind of liked it, but at the time, it didn't really click with me. It wasn't like, I really love this. Because I just came from soccer, which is a very active game with a lot of people. Running, to me, was a little bit boring. It was just out of yourself. I was 16 or 17, so I was really busy with other things in life. And the fact of running alone for many kilometers, it seemed a little bit boring to me. So after 1 year, I quit. And the next year, I went to Canada. And what I talked about earlier, I had an exchange program there. And I actually joined the soccer team also in the high school in Canada. But that was only a season that lasted only for 2 months. But once I came back to the Netherlands, I saw a lecture of somebody who'd done an ultra run, who'd run for 48 hours or even 6 days, I think it was. That completely inspired me. I was like, wow, people run for 6 days at a stretch. And at that time, I also started running again. This time, it really clicked with me. I started running every day, and I just felt how different I would feel after a run in the morning than when I would not run. It would be like I had this energy for the entire day. So I loved it so much, and then I started running every day. And at a certain point, I was running like that for about 2 years. I thought about participating in a marathon. So I read a book about it, and I studied the material, and I started really gearing my training towards the marathon. So I was running a real schedule at the time. And that was something new. It was something that really boosted my running and kind of made it into a new level where I was really focusing on how fast I was going to run. And it gave me much more joy than before. And once I ran that marathon, it gave me so much joy to run it, to have prepared for it and finally to run it. It was in Paris. It was in a beautiful city. And just after 42K, I was so exhilarated. I've crossed the finish line. I've had so much, I was just feeling so much joy. I thought I want to do this more often. So from that point on, I started running more marathons. I've ran 5 marathons up till now, and I've also been focusing on shorter races. And in the beginning, it seems more monotonous. You're just doing one thing, you're just running. But there's so much to running once you go deeper into it. There's different distances, there's different speeds, there's a lot of variety. And the most beautiful thing about running to me is really to run in nature, to be running and to feel that your thoughts are slowly becoming less, you're falling silent within, and you just feel one with the nature around you. It's a beautiful experience. I prefer it in the morning when everything around you is calm and quiet, and you can just run across along the beach. I live close to the sea. Or you can run in a beautiful park, and you just hear the chittering of birds, and you just hear your own breath and your footsteps, and it's such a serene feeling. It gives so much peace of mind. That's one of the most inspiring things to me.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Oh.